Hey, this is Justin, the creator of this show, speaking to you from the future. Because when I recorded this show, it was back in 2015, and now it is 2021. A lot has happened since I recorded these episodes. I'm glad you're listening to them, but if you want to hear what I'm up to now, go to transistor.fm/Justin. All right, on to the show. Who sings All Right, All Right, All Right, All Right? What's that song? Shake It Like a Polaroid Picture.
I have
idea. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. You don't know that one?
My wife would probably know. My daughter would probably know.
My baby don't mess around.
I have no idea.
Oh. Should I just keep singing it?
You can if you want.
Oh, man. All right, all right, all right, all right. Hey, how's it going? Welcome to Build and Launch. Justin Jackson here. This is the show where every single week we try to build and launch a different product. That's right, a new product every week. This is a show for makers, designers, developers, anyone who wants to create their own thing and put it out into the world. The first week on the show, we went through what it takes to build and launch a podcast. On week two, we wrote and released a book called The Product Hunt Handbook. In week three, we built a fully functional web app called Network Effects. And here in week four, we've been trying to help Adam Clark build and launch his podcasting course. You'll get to hear this episode, whether we launched yesterday as planned. Plus, you'll get to hear about this week's product. It's something completely new, something we haven't done yet. You're gonna love it, so stay tuned. But first, a lot of you have been asking me when my kids are gonna make another appearance on this show. Back in episode 4, how do you say creeper in French, my son Marty made an appearance. And in my family, we talk a lot about business and what I do for work and making products and the web, and I've taught my daughter HTML. You know, we just talk about this stuff throughout the week. And this past week, I asked my two youngest boys what they would build and sell if they could. Okay, what would happen?
Then your butt will, like, break. And if it breaks, then you have to buy a new butt. There's, like, golden butts.
Diamond butts,
emerald butts, iron butts, gold butts, and
where do you buy
glass
new
butts? The glass butt is almost the lowest amount of money. It's only $5 for that.
Light butt.
And there's like size little, size big, size medium.
Daddy.
There's size for everyone.
You forgot light butt.
Oh yeah, the light up butt. There's little holes that light up, and you can turn it on and off. And there's batteries.
Where do you buy these butts?
It's at the butt store.
I have to tell you, folks, it took a lot of self-control not to call this episode At the Butt Store. So that's my kids, future product entrepreneurs and makers, with their idea for the butt store, where you can buy a new butt if you break your butt. So when we last left our hero, Adam Clark, he was really struggling. He had a lot of stuff going on. And there was actually a bunch of things that we weren't telling you. A bunch more things that were going on in his life that we just, Adam just felt like he couldn't reveal publicly until now.
This is what you don't know, okay? That's what happened mid-December. I launched the podcast, I launched the course. I didn't expect anything from them, and I got way more than I expected and deserved. So I get into start doing this course, and I was approached by someone, and we're not going to name names in this because I don't want, you know, just, yeah, we're not going to do it. So,
but we can say who it's not. Like, it wasn't Marissa Mayer. It wasn't,
It was not Barack Obama.
It was not Barack Obama. So we've just eliminated two people.
Right, exactly. So I was approached by someone who wanted to partner with me on the course. So that changed everything because I thought, well, with a partner, what does that mean? And that opened the door to me to think, well, this partnership is actually, even though I've created the thing, I've done all this work so far, partnership would be great because, you know, I could spend more time on my podcast and less time, you know, or half the time on the course. I'd have a partner who would help me. I was very excited to have him on board and bring that business experience to the table. And so that's the road we started to go down. And I started working on my parts, which were the bonus interviews and some of that kind of material. And then, when was it? Probably, I don't remember the exact date, last week, 2 weeks before the course was supposed to launch. So originally launch date was February 24th, which is this coming Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So 2 weeks before the course was supposed to launch, I got a call from my partner that he was not going to be able to do the course with me.
So this is a pretty big deal. Adam thought that he would have a partner to do half the work, and so he was doing his half. Then all of a sudden, his partner drops out, which essentially means that overnight, the amount of work he has to do doubles. But it gets worse.
So I just dove all in, and I didn't know how it was going to work, but I was going to figure that out along the way. Also during this time, I found out that, there's going to be a third little Clark running around the world in about 8 months.
Well,
or 6 months or so from now. So
congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate that. We're adding a third child to the family. And, that was something that was completely unexpected. I do know, you know, it's always funny. People are like, well, don't you know how these things work? Yes, trust me. I know how these things work. And we're very excited about that, about having another child. But that threw a whole wrinkle into things.
A whole wrinkle, I'll say. Adam's wife is pregnant, which means she's getting a lot of morning sickness. She needs a lot of help. She needs help with the kids. So that's strike two against this project. It gets worse.
So basically my priorities very quickly shifted into trying to figure out, okay, I've got to get insurance. I've got to get my family taken care of, basically. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, I now have no partner and have all the work to do and the deadline is looming. Mm-hmm. And I still had some client work that was hanging over from when I quit client work. So there's just all these external pressures. I'm talking about it now, like very calmly. But less than an hour ago, I got off the phone with my wife. She's actually on the road today. Very emotional conversation, like tears on both sides. You know, it's just a perfect storm of a situation in that this school's been canceled so far this week. It looks like it's going to be canceled the rest of the week, probably because of the weather, which means the kids are home all day. My wife is, you know, sleeping all day because yeah. of, you know, and sick because of that stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, like I say, it's just like everything that's going wrong could be wrong.
Wow. That is a lot of stuff. This episode is important. It's important that we talk about this because we often don't as product creators, especially the people that are sharing their success stories online, you know, those blogs and interviews where they talk about everything they did right, everything that went right. Well, this is real life, and this happens to all of us. The strength of this show is that there's a hard deadline. On Friday, we announce what we'll be working on. And then on the following Thursday, we try to ship it. It's 1 week of hustle. But to be able to do that, to be a solo creator that is hustling that hard, you need a lot of space. You need your health. You need room in your life to be able to make things. And I want to say, it's okay. When stuff happens in your life, like what's happening to Adam right now, it's okay to click the pause button. It's also okay to click the stop button. For Adam right now, his top priority needs to be his family. So we did not ship a beta version of his course yesterday. Adam's going to take care of his wife, he's going to take care of his kids, and he's going to email the people that pre-ordered the course and tell them that it's going to be late. He expects it to be 2 to 3 weeks late. And that's okay. It's good to have deadlines. But when real life happens, it's also good to take care of yourself and take care of your family. I think people understand that. So I'm still rooting for Adam, looking forward to seeing what he delivers with this course in 2 to 3 weeks. I've already seen the stuff he's done so far, and it looks incredible. If you're rooting for Adam too, why don't you reach out to him on Twitter right now, at AVClark, and give him some encouragement, especially if this resonates with you, especially if you've been in a similar situation. Just send him a friendly tweet, at AVClark. And we will keep checking in with him with the progress of his course. His story is definitely not over. All right, all right, all right. It is time to change gears and announce this week's build and launch project. This is something we have not done on the show before. This will be the last product we are launching in season one. This is another partnership. This week, I will be partnering avec un Canadien français. His name is Carl Alexander. He lives in Montreal, Canada. And we're going to be working on something we've never done on the show. This week's build and launch product is a WordPress plugin that interfaces with Gumroad.com. We've talked about them before. They allow makers to sell digital products on the web. This plugin is going to interface with Gumroad and allow makers like you and I to sell membership sites, online courses, etc. that are hosted on WordPress, but sell those using Gumroad. It's going to be a really exciting project. You'll hear more about that on Tuesday. Oh man, you know what that music means? It's the end of the show. Where did the time go? Folks, thank you so much for listening. Thank you wherever you are, whether you're riding your bicycle right now, if you're doing the dishes, if you're taking the dog for a walk. I am just so thankful that you tune in every week. Thanks also to everyone who shares the show with their friends and especially who have been leaving these great iTunes reviews. Here's a review from Being Brad. It says, daring, dangerous, and full of life, 5 stars. We spend a lot of time thinking about doing things. We dream big dreams and then we go to sleep. This podcast is an inspiration because it's not about dreaming, it's about doing. Thanks so much for that review. If you would like to leave a review, go to buildandlaunch.net/review, and that really helps more people like you find the show. I am Justin Jackson, and I'd love to hear from you. You can get me on Twitter, the letter M, the letter I, and Justin. If you want to get all of the behind-the-scenes stats and launch tactics and just everything else that's going on behind these launches, join the newsletter. It's buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. I also wanted to let you know about a few blog posts I wrote on the topic of, you know, the things Adam was going through. One is justinjackson.ca/real-life. And the other one is The Principle That Changed My Life. I'll put both of those links in the show notes. I'll see you midweek. Talk to you later.
Hey, dude. I was just giving you a call. I appreciate the talk tonight, but you're not going to believe this, man. Like I said, you know, when I said everything that could go wrong has gone wrong, well, obviously not everything. Like, literally a half an hour after we got off the phone, I broke a tooth. So it's just like, hell, man. I mean, sometimes I wonder if the universe is trying to give me a sign or something. But it is what it is. It just has to be delayed a little bit because I can't seem to control all these things. I can't even control my own mouth anymore, Justin. Even my own mouth is no longer within my realm of, was it within my kingdom of control, as it were. Anyway, I just thought you would appreciate the additional little catastrophe that just keeps piling up. Anyway, I appreciate your encouragement. The course is happening. I don't care what happens. I may have both my arms and legs cut off tomorrow in a terrible lumberjacking accident, even though I don't live near any lumberjacking activity. But I would lie in the hospital and have a microphone set up and still make this damn course. Either way, it is happening. And I appreciate your encouragement to get it done.
Just a reminder, if you want to know what I'm up to now, head over to transistor.fm/Justin.